Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Stenhouse. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, John Butcher. And now, play ball. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Butcher covering, for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hatcher moves to second. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. Two outs. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stenhouse for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer strikes out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ripken moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a fly ball towards left. Young settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Young. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Teufel moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Teufel scores. Puckett goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatcher moves to third. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young strikes out. Two outs. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nolan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Nolan reaches second base with a double. Sheets goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 2, Twins, 2. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nolan scores. Dower moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Orioles. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Gross reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Gross scores. It's 6-2, Orioles. Pete Filson now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray is walked intentionally. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Stenhouse takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stenhouse moves to third. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stenhouse scores. Gaetti moves to second. It's 6-3, Orioles. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to third. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. Gagne moves to second. It's 6-4, Orioles. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. Salas hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Nolan strikes out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dower hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. Two outs. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stenhouse hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gross bunts towards third. Gaetti juggles the ball. That's an error on Gaetti. Roenick moves to second. Rick Lysander now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Roenick moves to third. Gross moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roenick scores. There goes Gross trying to get to home. Puckett throws the ball into Salas who tags Gross who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. It's 7-4, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Roenick now playing left field. Mike Young now playing right field. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Gagne moves to second. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gagne moves to third. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-2 in the game. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Nolan hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dower takes first base on ball 4. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roenick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dower moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dower scores. Roenick moves to second. It's 8-4, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roenick scores. Gross moves to second. It's 9-4, Orioles. Tom Clawitter now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danford pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-4 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. One out. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stenhouse hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Stenhouse reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stenhouse moves to third. Don Oss now pitching. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Young throws the ball into Murray, who tags Smalley trying to return to first, for the out. Stenhouse scores. Gaetti moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-5, Orioles. Randy Bush pinch hits for Tim Teufel. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford pinch hits for Joe Nolan. Roy Smalley now playing shortstop. Ron Washington now playing second base. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roenick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Roenick reaches second base with a double. Fritzy Connolly pinch hits for Wayne Gross. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Roenick moves to third. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roenick scores. Connolly moves to second. It's 10-5, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Fritzy Connolly now playing third base. Floyd Rayford now catching. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-3 in the game. Salas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatcher strikes out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-4 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.